The Florida Board of Education held a workshop today at the Tampa Airport Marriott. Facing state revenue shortfalls that could affect education budgets, the board reviewed a draft of a new strategic plan for the state's education system. The State Board of Education will submit their 2009-2010 legislative budget request to Governor Charlie Crist on October 15th, Commissioner Eric J. Smith said.
The board at the last regular state board meeting was very interested in being a part of the crafting of a transmittal letter to truly express the importance of education funding for the state, how critical this is for our economic recovery and future economic development in the state of Florida, that we feel that this is the building block for the future. So at this point we're finishing that letter off, and then we'll make the transmittal to the governor's office.
The Board of Education examined aspects of the new strategic plan that Commissioner Smith called critical. It could replace the current plan as soon as October.
The board is taking a leadership role in moving beyond the foundational work that's been established here in Florida and making sure that our students are prepared in reading and math and writing and science, to moving on to what adequate preparation for our students to the world they're going to face, that we have a strategic plan on getting students ready for college and for meaningful work after graduation. So we've gone through a fairly detailed plan on how to move the state to that ultimate objective, and I feel like we're, regardless of budget, we're going to be able to move forward.
The proposed strategic plan includes six focus areas: strengthening foundation skills like reading and math, improving student college and career readiness, improving teaching quality, increasing educational choice options, and lining up financial resources to strategic goals. Reaching these goals will require more standardized testing. For example, a program being piloted in 21 schools in Manatee, Leon, Alachua, and Broward counties tests students beginning in voluntary pre-kindergarten, or VPK, according to Francis Hathcock, the chancellor of the Division of Public Schools.
In this diagnostic, they're tested three times every year starting in VPK. Now, the nuance on that is the VPK, because we started this right beginnings, has not been developed. It's being developed this year. The rest of it, K through 12, is not only developed, but it's being piloted this year in counties.
Hathcock said that the program should be fully online next year. She brought up that the requirements to become an elementary school teacher must be made more stringent. Hathcock said that an aspiring teacher could pass the certification test without getting a single math question correct. Board of Education member Kathleen Shanahan used that opportunity to take shots both at students who choose to study in schools of education and at psychology majors.
I mean, last time we did a real analysis of this, which was when I was chief of staff, I'm telling you, they're not the high achievers. They're just exactly as Katie said. They're one step away from, you know, the psychology major. So, you know, I think you need to be really realistic. That's why this whole recruitment, they give you a plan where you have a lot more pool, people in your pool, you'll force the schools of education to raise their standards.
Yes.
If people really want to go into teaching.
Well,
I mean, I think
exactly.
There are people that aren't necessarily in schools of education that want to be teachers and would be very good teachers.
Only 43% of community college students who had graduated from high school the previous year met readiness standards in math, reading, and writing. That means that more than half of all high school graduates who go directly to community college have to take at least one remedial class without receiving college credit. Because Florida's high schools are not adequately preparing all graduates for community college, Commissioner Smith said that the state might have to look at making more stringent requirements for graduation.
It means we probably need to look at high school graduation requirements at some point during the course of this year. We definitely need to tend to monitoring this particular number and whether or not our K-12 system is ramped up with the kind of standards and expectation that are going to deliver on this, to have close to 60% of your students leaving high school requiring some form of remediation upon entering community college is a number that's just unacceptable.
The next Florida Board of Education meeting is October 21st at the Tampa Airport Marriott. For more information, visit their website, fldoe.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.